Hello, everyone. This is Bill at KSTE. I'm here with Jeanette, and I hear a couple of beeps, so I think we got a few participants on there. Anyone you want to identify yourself and say you're there?
I'm Bill Losey with Southwest Plains.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, this is Melissa Johnson from Neodesha, Kansas.
Melissa.
This is Ryan's room for you.
Hey, Ryan. All right, so we're not shut out. We've got participants, so we're good to go, right?
This is Cindy from Bueller.
Hey, Cindy.
This is Heather from Auburn Washburn.
Heather, thank you.
This is Sherry, Rachel Linwood.
Sherry.
Max Heinrich, Hillsboro.
Max. Okay, those of you who have identified yourself, when we sign off a little bit later and I ask people to identify themselves, you won't need to because we have you, just if somebody else comes on to the call. We're just a couple of minutes late getting started. We dialed in, and I don't know if the electricity went out or something. We got cut out. So it's just about 6 after 10, so we'll go ahead and get started. Probably the best way to start today is just to make sure that this is all about you, that it always is, and that's what we want to make sure we deliver when we have these calls. Does anyone have any questions, or is there anything that's coming up or some topic you want to particularly discuss today? So we have a list of things. If you want to sit through that, or you can decide what the topics are going to be. So come on. Cindy, what do you think? What are you seeing out there? Ryan, have you had your OVT visit in Emporia?
Yes, we have.
How did that go?
It went good. It was in Salina. I was on the 17th.
Okay.
Hey, Bill. This is Cindy.
Yes, Cindy.
We've had some confusion both on the district side and me as a chair side regarding, I guess, the workbook and the summary report.
Right.
Who's responsible? When are they due to be submitted? These are all the questions I've written down. Who's responsible for what? Because there's been some confusion on that and some disagreement maybe. And then the due date for submission for both of those products onto the website. Do you have to use the PDF workbook? If the chair is doing it, do they have to use a PDF workbook? Can they use their own document and upload it rather than the workbook? The workbook, I guess, is all around, we have some issues with.
Okay,
Bill,
so let me answer. Go ahead.
I would second that from Hillsboro. When we first started, I guess we were under the understanding, and we did ours very early, and I was chair of one very early. And we were under understanding that we used the workbook as a guide, not that we were going to fill it out. And that's how we used it. So I know in the chair meeting the other day, you said something about where to find the correct workbook to use. So we're going to need to go back and do that. But I would like to know where that is. Some of the same questions Cindy had, and then also, where is that correct workbook that we need to look up so we are filling out the correct one?
Well, the easy answer to the workbook question or the short one is there isn't a correct one or an incorrect one. There is only one and has only been one. So that I don't know where that came from.
Was it somebody uploading something different then, and they were having problems because it was talked about at the chair meeting last week? And I just got on to the last part of it, so I didn't hear.
Well, what we did originally, and so let me give you all just a very brief backstory of where we are today and how that came to be. So all during the process, you're all familiar with 0 year and the training of the chairs and the OVT and so on and so forth. And during that time, there were a lot of things that were happening. There were decisions that the state board was making. There was approvals of certain things relative to KISA. There was the whole redesign effort, and a number of things were going on. Well, during that time, while we were doing that training, going back to last September, we were also then beginning in the process of meeting with the ARC, the Accreditation Review Council, and putting that group together, and we've met with them three times. They meet quarterly for a whole day to try to work through some of this stuff. And as you know, the Accreditation Review Council, or the ARC as we call them, they're the group that will look at your submissions at the end of the five-year process and take a look at all that evidence and all that data, and they will come up with a recommendation that they would make to the state board about the accreditation level that you would receive or that they would recommend. And of course, those would be accredited, conditionally accredited or not. And so with the advent of the ARC, there was a new wrinkle here, if you will, is what is it that the ARC would need to be able to make a fair and just quality recommendation to the board about an accreditation status. And so in that first week of September when we met, the first thing that was very important to them was they needed a resource, a document, or something that would do two things. One, it would be a source of information for them, and two, that it would protect the system and have some evidence, some artifact, if you will, or some running record of their accreditation process should something happen in the five-year cycle. For example, let's say in year three, the chair retired and moved out of state. Perhaps the superintendent left the district, or there was a significant change in the local board of education. Where would the history, the recent history for 1, 2, or 3 years previous, where would that information be that was all relevant to your accreditation process? And so that's when we started by the middle of September, saying we're gonna need to make this fillable version available and ask the chair to fill that out so that that would serve that purpose. The annual summary are those questions, and there are, I think, six questions on each of the years, and maybe one of the years there's only five. That, again, was an effort to just have the chair write a brief synopsis with the assistance of a couple of OVT members who might write a portion of that, to give that one snapshot, that narrative about how that process went to speed up the accreditation process with the ARC. Because, as you know, we have about seven coming across the line this spring, 9 or 12 or something next year, and then it goes jumps up to, I don't know, 30 or 40, then ultimately we've got 180 systems in year, 5 years down the road. So quite frankly, we're trying to work this out so that it's not as much labor and work. The other thing is that the final report, or the portion of the chair and the chair work and the authenticated application, so when you go in there and access as a chair, you're going to see two things. You're going to see the workbook and that summary. And so as the questions have sort of morphed into either concerns or confusion, there are a couple of things that have come about. One is the chair, some of the people who are serving as the chair have said, and we get this, that if I'm conducting the OVT visit, it's difficult for me to type that information in there and follow that process. Mm-hmm. And so one suggestion is to have the host district, so to speak, system, have someone that can type that information and take that dialogue as you work through those pages. Say your year one system, work through just that year one and have somebody record that for you. Then the chair obviously would take that home with them or have access to that and just review it to see that it's accurate, and you could make additions or deletions so that you get that right. And so then the next thing that I heard was that some of the systems had filled it out prior to the OVT for the chair. And as we've talked about that, we don't have any problem with that at all. But what we need to remember is that at the end of the visit, those workbook pages and that summary, those are the assurances that the chair is giving us that those activities and those things did actually occur. So all of that's okay, and we're trying to be very supportive and very open-minded in helping people do that and get that work finished. So I know there's some other questions about that. Be happy to answer, but I'll stop right there. So if you want to respond to some of that or if you have a thought about that, we'd be happy to listen and talk about it.
I guess my thought coming from both sides is I would like more clarity. Like, this is your job and this is my job. For a couple reasons, I guess, is because I don't want to feel guilty as the chair asking, like, I don't want to do that workbook. I don't know the answers to it. And I also don't want me to enter information that's incorrect. Like, I just feel like I would like just a little bit more clarity on responsibility and on the workbook. As a chair, I would prefer not to have to do the workbook, because if you're chairing more than one district, which had I known that this workbook existed, I probably wouldn't have accepted more than one, it is super time intensive. So that's just my input. I don't know how anybody else in the field feels, though.
I guess the time, I guess, and I understand your point about what time it could take. I think that just depends on how you approach it and how you do it. And so, you know, what we're really concerned about right now is giving people guidance and soliciting input for how we might do that. And I think I've offered a couple of suggestions about that. But I think you have to be really understanding of the fact that if the ARC is going to have information, and you can imagine some of the questions about the quality or the level of an accreditation that somebody gets, if somebody is going to be conditionally accredited, or there's an even issue whether they're not working the process to be not accredited, which we hope doesn't happen and don't anticipate, what is the evidence of that? And where are you going to keep that information anyway? I mean, every accreditation process that I can think of, and I've been involved in a couple of different ones, just maybe two others than this one, there is documentation. There is evidence and artifact. It does need to be recorded. So what would that look like? And you are correct in saying that when we put that workbook out, that it was a guide, and I would agree with that, but it's a guide to help the OVT and the chair understand what they need to be asking and what is involved and what are the steps in the KESA process that have been laid out as this has evolved over the last 6 years. And so all of your points are valid, and we're, you know, very, very understanding of your point. So if we were not keeping the evidence of what's happening each year in the workbook, where would that be? Because if everybody did it differently, then it would be in Google Docs and Word Docs and notebooks, and we're not collecting any of that. We're looking for those assurances and wanting one centralized location of what has happened in a particular system over time, should that record need to be reviewed by the ARC or somebody else.
This is Jeanette. I'm curious.
And Bill, I appreciate what you're saying, and I feel kind of the same way Cindy did. As you chair more than one, and I really wasn't going to do more than one, but you have neighbors ask and they need help, and you, okay, I'll do that. And so now that chair job has become, it's a lot of work to fill all of that out and do it correctly. So I was just, I was kind of, last week when I heard that, I go, wow, I didn't know we were having to do that. So I was kind of a shock.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, and I don't mean to be nitpicky here. I'm really sorry if you just heard this last week, because we've been talking about this since last September. And literally the day after the ARC met and said, we're adamant that we have to have this documentation. And from then till now, this is the best way that we know how to be able to do that, that's consistent with everything. Now, I will tell you that we're learning things here at KSDE. We're listening to what people say. I know Jeanette, I field probably easily a half a dozen phone calls a day and a few email about these kind of topics or the registration or something. So nobody here is going to disagree with you that there isn't some transition learning curve and a little labor in this. And we're working with you and for you to take on your concerns and see how we can streamline this. But I would say this. I would say the easiest way to do it would be to have somebody at the system record it or allow them to input that information and provide it to you, and you can validate it. I mean, some ways to share that labor in the short run while we're seeing how this is going to sort out and doing this documentation, and that's okay.
Okay. We have it all in a Google Doc. I mean, it's just going to be the time, because we wanted it everybody to be adding stuff as we were sitting there. And we did have a recorder in the one I did. And so there's a lot of good information there, but it's going to take, it's going to be moving it over, taking time and doing all the things you need to do two places and instead of one. So, okay, maybe I just didn't hear it, but I heard that it was only going to be a guide. It wasn't going to be a document that we were going to do. So maybe I was wrong.
Well, I don't think there's any wrong here. I think there's just, we're doing the very best we can to message and communicate, and you're running your own districts, and you have all your responsibilities in life, and you're gracious enough to serve as a chair. So, I guess maybe the best way to sum it up is a situation, and we're just trying to make it the best and most palatable that we can for all of you. I will tell you this, and this might help a little bit. If you're working with, or if your system is a year one, two, or three system, there's no real pending timetable or urgency necessarily. I mean, it's like we're not saying if you just had your OBT, whether you're a system or a chair, you've got to have that in next week or sometime. We want you to get it right. We want you to get that in there. If it takes a little time, you need to talk back and forth between the system leader and the chair or whoever to get that information copied and pasted in there or whatever it is you need to do. That's fine. We get that. Any authenticated application, we can go in there and see who's completed what and who hasn't. And one of the things that we're fully expecting and intending to do over the next couple of years is just touch base about the information that's in there, the amount or the quality, and what you need in helping people with these steps and do that. So while it's very important, and I appreciate the fact that everybody to a person has said, I want to get it right, I want it to be good, we appreciate that and hear that, and we want to assist in helping you do that too. So, please be patient with us to the extent that you can and get that in there the best that you can, and just keep communicating with us, and we'll keep communicating with you until we get this right, until something else comes about. And I will tell you that on May the 9th. Michelle Miller and Jeanette and myself will be spending some amount of time, a couple, 3 hours, with the state board in a little training, updating, and letting them know where we are. We'll be sharing some of the input that you all have provided to us. We'll be talking to them about the process, the data that's collected, the role of the advisory council and the review council that will be making the recommendation. Randy will be there, and Brad, and you know the board members will have questions, and so you know who knows what revelations may come about then, and where we are. So
Bill, just to real clarify, if we had, or Hillsborough or whoever had a Google Doc and we exported as a PDF, can we, as long as those answers are, can we upload a PDF of that or of the questions in a PDF rather than the actual book, or is that an option for that upload?
So you can upload the workbook into the application in that year. I think you could actually, if you had the entire workbook on your desktop, you could upload that into year one. It's just that you'd stop looking at it at year one because that's the year one section. Or you can go and type right into it. As you know, there is about one-fifth of that workbook for each year. There's the year one pages, two, three, four, mm-hmm. five. But you can't
okay.
upload. One of the things in our next AUR is to be able to upload, and we've already put this in the hopper to work on with our developers, is to be able to upload any other evidence and artifacts into that, so that if you had other documents other than the workbook today, you would be able to upload that in there. But today you can't do that.
Okay, and then
go ahead.
What is the deadline for getting all this completed, did you say?
Well, I think, you know, I think you want to do it while it's fresh on your mind. But again, I think when we're talking about what data you have, what questions you asked, how your visit went, and how you put that in there, there's certainly a lot of flexibility in that time to do that. If you're a year 1, 2, 3 system, we just want you to get it as right as you can. And so I'm not saying that, you know, the deadline is May 1st or May 15th or whenever.
So this is Jeanette, and this has been the standard. When I get that question, I've been telling people 30 days after the visit, you should at least have your report in. Hopefully within 30 days, it gives you enough time to end up doing that. But, of course, we would like to have all reports for this year's visit prior to starting the next year, if at all possible. That way, if you do another visit, it is fresh in your mind. You know what you're, you know, getting, what you're writing in terms of those summary questions. And we will definitely work with whomever is having trouble putting the information or getting it into the system. So I just want to say 30 days is kind of that standard response. And then we'll work with whomever throughout the time to be able to get the information in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's helpful. And then as you guys are developing that workbook, it would be nice if those text boxes expanded so you could see more than like one sentence when you're typing, just an FYI.
Which
if that makes sense.
What are you talking about? Which part? I mean,
on the PDF workbook. Like to it's on mine anyway. The text boxes don't expand, like, so like you can't see what you've typed above, like you can only see the box that you're typing, like the box as is.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense. So it's like you can only see like the sentence that you're typing or the sentence above it. You can't you can't see the whole document as you're putting it in.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks.
Hey, and thank you both for all you're doing. We're just trying to clarify some things, so we're not. It's just
no, I get that, and we can't tell you enough how much we appreciate, you know, you sharing your time with other systems, and hopefully you're learning a lot about it. And we just want you to know that we're an ally of yours, and we're working for you here too, and we take these concerns or frustrations very seriously, and we're really trying to work through this. I mean, we really are. So thanks to you as well.
So can I just get a piece of clarification from Cindy and Max? It's not really, if I understood you correctly, it's not really that using the workbook as a guide, you've both been doing that, but you have perhaps put some of those questions or those things in a Google Doc form and not used it specifically in the workbook, so it makes it a little bit harder to transfer the information into the workbook.
Exactly. That is exactly correct for us. And then the flip side of that is then, as the chair of a district that's also done it, then they give me that information because I don't know. Like, there's some questions in there to me that are, like, I don't know as a chair without asking them specifically, so they send me that, and then I've got to figure out how to cut and paste it and get it in there. So that for me is well said, Jeanette. I think that's where I'm at. And then also the heavy responsibility on the chair of the workbook. I wouldn't mind signing off on some things and saying yes, like, yes, you did this, I agree with that, yes, I agree with that, I didn't see any evidence, you said that, but I don't see any evidence of it. But the actual physical filling out of it, I mean, I understand that you need some documentation. I'm just not so sure that it's appropriate for some of those things for the chair to be able to know an answer.
I think that's why one of the suggestions has been made, Cindy, that the chair has asked or allowed the system to complete and fill in some of that. Which, you know, when we first developed that workbook, we were thinking this is just for the OVT and the chair. And then the system said, can we see what they're going to be asking? Obviously, the answer would be yes. So we made it available. And then it's sort of, like I said earlier, it's kind of morphed into, if you need to, what I think we're hearing is more of a collaborative effort to fill out that workbook is probably more appropriate. And we're supportive of that, too. So as you said, ultimately, you're just going to validate that, yes, I saw that, or yes, that happened, or no, it didn't, and talk about it.
That's correct. If that would be okay, and it's like you said, we ask all the questions that are in the workbook, but we put it in a Google Doc because when you have 3, 4, or 5 people there listening to this, we all have different views. So we were trying to make it live, and then, you know, we want to write it out after.
No, and that makes perfectly good sense. I get that. I do. Mm-hmm. Really, if I was going to tell you that our conference call here today was going to have an agenda, we would have covered all the items that I would have put on there. So I think you're right on point with some of your observations and some of your thoughts. And so we appreciate that, and we've heard bits and pieces of this in a number of venues where we've talked to chairs and system leaders and been to meetings, and there's not a place that we go where we don't ask people about what their experience is. The one thing that I think we feel really good about, and I hope all of you do too, is that the actual experience of the OVT visit and sharing and seeing what people are doing and having those conversations, I've heard nothing but, you know, really glowing feedback from people about what that experience was like, you know, aside from some of the logistical things we're talking about, but just being able to share ideas or see what people are doing and have those conversations, just about everybody to a person has said that that's been a real positive experience. I've been on one team myself, and that's how I felt. I was on the visiting team for KCK, not as a chair, but as a member. And I learned a lot about them and learned a lot about this process myself that day.
I would agree.
So one of the things that we want to try to do is collect information from all systems in terms of how this year went. So we're working on, I'm going to call it a survey for lack of a better word, but it's not really a survey. It's just kind of an open document. It will come in through probably SurveyMonkey or maybe just on our website through Google or something. Not sure quite yet. I'm going to talk with the person that does our technical pieces for us to gather just input from all systems on how this first year went from as a system, you know, what did you do prior to the visit? How did it go during the visit? And what kind of things you did after the visit? To and then just general comments about how we can, what might be some of your suggestions on improving the system or the process. So we'll be sending that stuff out, and I'm hoping to hear from all systems if possible. But it would also guide us with what kind of support we need to provide you as a system in the next year and in the following years. So that should be coming within the next, I want to say, within the next month or so.
I don't think I have anything else to bring up unless any of you do. Jeanette, do you have anything else?
No, that was the last thing I needed to say.
Well, thank you, too, again, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.